Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. I'm here with my co-host, Catherine Pearson.
Hello.
So, Catherine, we are going to be gossiping today, or talking
what?
About it anyway. Well, we'll probably do a little bit by the end of the show. But before we get into that,
I want to listen for more.
Yes. What else do you have to say? Do tell. Why don't we gossip about how people can get a hold of us if they'd like to engage with the show or with us?
Yes, I can share that. Okay, so on Facebook, search Dunamis Center Ministries. Dunamis is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. On Twitter, go to @YourDunamisLife. And we would love to have an email from you, share your questions, your concerns, your comments, any ideas. We'd love to hear them. The address for that is dunamislife@dunamiscenter.com. And when you're emailing or when you're listening to us on Facebook or wherever, share it.
Yes.
If you like what you hear, we'd love for you to share it.
They've made it really easy to do that now, too. When you hit that share button, it just says share on your wall now. And you're done.
Ta-da. Quick and easy.
Yeah.
And one more way to reach us is the good old telephone. The number to reach us is 719-231-7183.
And every time you give the phone number, I think of this old actress, Lily Tomlin, used to do a character, the operator.
Yeah.
So if you're old like me, then you'll remember ringy-ding, ringy-ding.
Ling, ringy-ding.
Ding-ding, ringy-ding, yeah. So I always think of that when you give the phone number. Now, you youngins out there won't necessarily know what we're talking about.
That's okay.
So, Catherine, we are going to do some gossiping today. You know, this is a real big issue in the church. It's a problem, actually.
That people probably don't recognize or want to recognize.
They recognize it, but it's like they don't do anything to stop it or change it or not
right.
engage with it.
Right.
You know?
And I'll be the first to admit, honestly, I don't know that I necessarily share gossip, but I don't stop people from sharing it with me, you know?
Right, right.
Which is probably equally as
culpable.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do not do a good job of saying, whoa, stop. I don't
right.
need to hear your comments about somebody else's life or behaviors or whatever.
Right. And, you know, it reminds me of how we're trying to help people to live a Dunamis life. And a Dunamis life is one that's filled with the Holy Spirit. So if we fill up those areas of our heart with the Holy Spirit, there isn't a lot of room for gossip.
Right.
But you know what confuses people is they will ask me all the time, well, when is just kind of sharing about somebody not gossiping? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if somebody says, well, you know, how's your sister doing, for example? And you say, oh, she's doing great. She's got a good job. She's, you know, is that gossiping? You know. So let me start with the dictionary. I know you guys thought I was going to say the Bible, but I'm going to start with the dictionary, and then we'll look at the Bible.
Yes.
But we're going to start with what is a definition of gossip.
Okay.
So, a gossip is a close friend or a person who chatters or repeats idle talk and rumors.
Idle talk and rumors.
About private affairs of others.
So if they're rumors, it sounds like they may or may not be true.
Correct.
Okay.
So to be a gossip or engage in gossip is to be gossipy, but then we also have a word that's a gossip monger.
Whoa.
So if you go from gossip to the word monger in the dictionary, you're going to find out there that sometimes it's used figuratively and derogatorily, and it means a person who disseminates or promotes often in a way that is regarded as deceptive or self-serving.
Ah, deceptive or self-serving.
So if you say, how's your sister, and I just give you her life, how does that serve me other than you were curious and you care about her and I'm just letting you know she's good?
Okay.
How does that serve self-serve me?
I don't think it does.
But if you say, how's your sister, and I go, oh, man, let me tell you about her. Because now I want you to, you know, she said this to me and she said that. Now I want you to feel sorry for me, don't I?
Oh.
I want you to go, oh, well, nobody should ever talk to you like that. That's just terrible.
Feel sorry for me.
Yes.
Have pity on me.
Yeah, and then I might embellish.
No.
Exaggerate.
No.
And all of that would be disseminating a falsehood, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah.
And so then the Bible doesn't use the exact word gossip a lot.
Right. I have the NIV translation.
Right.
And in the, I will admit it's the little mini concordance in the back, but it's always been very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was 7 entries for gossip, and 6 of them were out of Proverbs.
Right.
But it's only 7.
Right.
For the whole.
We're going to go to those in just a minute because we also want to talk about slander, which is part of gossip. And slander is to the utterance in the presence of another person of a false statement.
Oh, false statement.
Or statements damaging to a third person's character or reputation. And then such spoken words or to utter them is to slander about somebody, which the Bible kind of uses as a form of bad speech, how it can create problems, and we're going to talk about this. So if something is slanderous, then it's characterized by a constituting slander, or you're uttering slander. So now you're a gossip monger.
Wow. So you said false statements and puts people in a bad light?
Yes. It's false statements or statements that are damaging to a third person's character or reputation.
Damaging to third person.
Yeah, their character or their reputation. So, you know, as a counselor, I run into this problem in the counseling office because I need people to tell me what's happened to them. But then they start to feel like, well, am I gossiping? Well, this is a safe environment where we're there to work out pain and to be forgiving and to stop gossiping to all your friends about everything bad thing that happened to you in your world and embellishing it and exaggerating it. So it's not gossip if the motive behind it is not self-serving, but to bring about healing and repair.
Right.
With your relationship with God, you know, with other people, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, and what you said, too, reminds me of, like I was saying, some of those scriptures in Proverbs. For example, 11:13,
mm-hmm.
It says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret.
Right.
So that, to me, kind of sounds like, you know, if you're confiding in, you know, like you, a professional counselor,
it's
part of your job to keep it a secret, right? Sort of?
Yes. Yes, it is. It is. And that's what the word confidentiality comes from, that you're there to be in a safe place to work out whatever damage you have in your heart, which is different than I'm at church and I go, oh, tell me all about what your mom did to you. And then you're like, my mother was terrible. She blah, 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 blah. But if you come into my office and you say, my mother was terrible, I'm going to say, you need to tell me more about that and how it damaged your heart and how you need to forgive and how you're going to heal it.
Right.
So now our motive is completely different.
Right. Because you're not asking because you want to share with that person's friends and family.
No, I'm not going to pick the phone up and call Cousin Mary and tell her all about what a horrible aunt she has.
Right.
You know?
There's, like you were saying, it's not self-serving. It's about healing the heart of the person who's been wounded.
Right. And so I am not going to slander the person in my office or their parents just because we had to talk about hard things that happened.
Yeah.
But it does happen, you know. We're going to talk a little bit more about the gossiping prayer circles.
Okay.
Okay. But I've known counselors to actually end up engaging in gossip under the guise of asking for prayer.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I need you to pray for a client. She blah, 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 blah. And it's somebody that actually goes to that church.
Oh.
And then people will figure out who it is. I have never asked in a prayer circle for prayer for a client, especially if they go to that church.
Right.
Because that could break the confidentiality for them.
Right, right.
And I have to tell clients, if you see me in public, you see me in church, you can approach me. I'm so happy to see you.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't necessarily approach you in the grocery store, because what if you're with your friend who doesn't know you're going to counseling, and now I've violated
that situation, right.
Which creates a gossipy thing, you know,
yeah.
for like maybe your friend goes, did you know that so-and-so was seeing a counselor? And nobody knew, you know, and now your reputation could be damaged.
Yeah.
But if you want to come talk to me and you don't care, I'm happy for it.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Obviously, if they go to church with me, it's real easy. I mean, people think you're just greeting each other because, you know.
Right. There's a common fellowship and, you, yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, so, we met sitting next to each other
at the, you know, song meeting. I
right.
Know, you know, whatever. You know, you can just, and we probably did sit next to each other at that time. So,
yeah.
It works really well. But you have some more scriptures there in Proverbs about this.
Right.
And issue.
Okay. And first I want to give a real quick commercial break here for Dr. Pauline's Proverbs book that's available on our website. It's a really excellent study through Proverbs. It's basic. It's so that, you know, basic enough that kids could do it, but you can really, you know, put depth into it as well. So consider picking up Dr. Pauline's awesome study through Proverbs.
Okay. At dunamoscenter.com.
Yes, at dunamoscenter.com. Okay, that was a commercial break.
Okay, thank
on
you.
On with the program.
Yeah.
So we have, so I was mentioning that my translation only has 7 references for gossip, but we were noticing that other translations seem to use the word slander.
Yes.
So that's another one. So like Proverbs 10:18, he who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool.
So that's pretty clear. Yeah.
Not sure that needs much discussion, right?
Yeah. Hello, fool. I don't know. And it has something to do with, you know, the head together thing, the whisper, the looking around, making sure nobody hears you. If you're in any of that posture, you're probably in gossip.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so Proverbs 16:28. A perverse man stirs up dissension, and a gossip separates close friends.
Mm, yeah. And how many of us went through junior high?
I did.
You know, I read a book when I was in graduate school called Everything I Know About Friendship I Learned in Junior High.
Mm.
One of the issues is the gossip. You know, how many junior high, especially junior high girls, use gossip to hurt and wound and separate other people?
Right.
So, you know, so-and-so's your best friend and you want her for your best friend, you know, somebody else wants her, they create a division there. And I saw this happen on Facebook where it was just so clear to me that somebody had tripped out on something and created a moment of gossip.
Mm.
You know, one girl who's a single mom had just posted, I wish I had somebody to kind of snuggle up to and eat popcorn and watch a movie with.
Okay.
And a friend of hers said, I think you do have somebody. And I immediately knew she meant your baby.
Okay.
Well, and another one comes on and goes, well, why don't you just spread, you know, gossip and create things that aren't true? She doesn't have a boyfriend. And it was
not what I meant.
Now, number 4 comes on and goes, I think she meant her baby. Kind of in the, you know, period. Underneath it.
Emphasis,
yeah. But see, that's what we do. We think we know the motives of other people, too, and we start to create stories
mm-hmm.
out of that, which is really rooted in our own pain.
Mm-hmm. Proverbs 18:8 is interesting. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to a man's inmost parts.
And then poison him.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you know, gossip can usually be, well, like you were talking about the definitions earlier. You know, they're self-serving. They're damaging to a third party's reputation. They're going down to the heart of the person.
Right.
Inmost.
Yes, and they're damaging it, and it's so sweet on the lips at the time, and you know,
choice morsel.
It's a choice morsel. It's that, you know, decadent dessert you shouldn't be eating. It's really not good for you, but darn if it doesn't taste good sometimes. So we have to resist the temptation.
Right. Proverbs 20:19, a gossip betrays a confidence. So avoid a man who talks too much.
But you know what, Catherine? I find it interesting that, you know, Jesus often told people, now don't tell anybody what I did. Because he just knows how human beings are, doesn't he? And then his reputation just spread.
Mm-hmm.
So he heals the 10 lepers and he's like, don't tell anybody. And what's the first thing they do? You know, or, you know, they go tell everybody. And it just cracks me up because he knows the condition of man is how difficult it is to keep a secret. And yet, if we're developing dunamis living and we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to develop character in that we don't slander somebody's reputation for our own purposes. So how many times in the church that we know of did so-and-so want somebody else's position in the church and they start rumors about them?
Probably more often than we even care to think about it.
Unfortunately.
Right.
And, you know, I can walk through the church lobby and I can just look at the expressions on people's faces and their posture and I know they're gossiping.
Mm, yeah.
I don't even need to hear what they're saying. I can just tell by how they're talking. Because if what we're speaking is truth, it doesn't matter who hears us.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Or if it's, like you said, truth, or if it's not about someone that's
right, or me trying to build up my own reputation, or you know, and if somebody walks in, I, you know, how many times does somebody walk up and go, oh, so what are you girls talking about? And you go, oh, nothing. Now, if it's really that secret-y, don't be talking about it in public,
right? Right, if it needs to be kept in confidence.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'm happy to admit, we were just talking about how frustrated I am by something that happened, you know, at work or, you know, with my husband or whatever, but I don't have to go into the details.
Right.
I can just go, but it's okay. It's going to be okay. How you doing?
I'm frustrated, but I don't need to go into all the nitty-gritty.
Right, and some people go, ooh, what did he do? And it's like just, you know, normal marriage stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we all have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I do not want to put my husband's character or reputation down ever.
Right, exactly, yeah. I really like Proverbs 26:20. It says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Like you were saying in middle school.
Yeah.
The more, if there's quarrels, there's most likely gossip behind that quarreling.
Right. You know, I got to a point, even within the church, if somebody said to me, do you know what so-and-so said about you or whatever? I usually went back to the original person and I would say, do you and I have a problem?
Right.
And they would go, no, why? Well, I'm just hearing that you have an issue with, you know, what I did over here, blah, blah, blah. People got in the habit of not gossiping about me because if it came back to me, I was going to call them out. And, you know, it's funny. If you just do that, if you just say Matthew 18, I got to go and I got to say, is there an issue? Can we work on this issue? It just stops really fast. But if you hear it and then you go, oh, you know, I just heard that, you know, Sister Mary doesn't like me because blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, did you hear that Sister Mary doesn't like Pauline because of blah, blah, blah? That's just silly. You're a fool.
Yeah.
Fool, fool.
Right. And one of your definitions earlier had the word rumor in it.
Yep. Yep.
Just rumors.
Yep. No truth to it. Nobody knows for sure. But if you tell me, you know, so-and-so said this about you, you better be ready because I'm going to go to so-and-so. And half the time, so-and-so is like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
So it will put things dead in their tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those were our proverbs.
Right.
That had the word gossip in them. I have a feeling if we looked up the word slander, there would be plenty more. but there's other spots as well in the New Testament that talk about it. If anyone wants to say, oh, well, that's just the Old Testament. We're under the New Covenant. Well, it wasn't really a positive thing in the New Covenant either.
Yeah, no.
I like 1 Timothy 3, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, their wives are to be women worthy of respect, not malicious talkers, but temperate and trustworthy in everything.
Yes. So women of God are to be temperate, not malicious gossips.
Right.
And trustworthy.
Trustworthy, yeah.
Yeah. So if you, let me put it this way. It makes me kind of sad, really, that you have to create an office for counseling in order for people to have confidentiality.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they just go to anybody in the church, any other woman, and know that she's going to be
trustworthy
yeah. with that? And we know that's not true. You have to pick and choose who you're going to talk to because we know the gossips are out there.
Right. And we want to watch out for those fools.
Yes. Who are going to try to trip us up and then put our business out in not a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Catherine, it also talks about in the Ten Commandments not to bear false witness.
Right.
And we know that, you know, one place where that's talked about is in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 20. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, which is to disseminate an untruth to destroy the character and reputation of another person.
Right. False statements.
Right.
That are damaging to a third party's reputation. Yeah, one of your definitions from earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk for a minute about the prayer circle.
That was intentional. I saw that.
You saw that? Okay, oops. How many of us have been in a prayer circle and all of a sudden somebody says, well, you know, we really need to pray for Sister Cindy because did you hear that her husband's cheating on her? Well, Sister Cindy probably called her right before prayer circle and was crying and hysterical and wasn't ready for everybody to know.
Yeah.
That, you know, unless you can say, Sister Cindy called me and wanted me to ask the group to pray about this.
Right.
That, you know, she found out last week her husband's cheating on her and she'd like us to pray for this, 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 and this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have permission to bring it to prayer group, keep it to yourself.
It's true.
Now, you know, the cousin of this, which is not really bad necessarily, is we need to just pray for Cindy. She's going through a hard time right now.
Right. You don't have to bring up the specifics.
No.
But I think it kind of comes back to motives. You know, are you trying to just spread something and say, I don't know, in a way it almost feels like it says, well, I'm better, but this person is not.
Exactly. Self-serving, right?
Yeah, self-serving.
Right. Look at this poor woman. Her husband cheats on her. Or, look at me. She called me.
There's that, too.
There's that side. It's self-serving in that point.
You got to watch, you know, what is your motivation?
Right.
And if we're talking about a dunamis life, is it the Holy Spirit that's
leading you to say this person needs prayer?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't come across like, oh, you are not going to believe the phone call I got right before I left the house. And Sister Cindy called, and, you know, that's why I was late, you know, because I had to be there to counsel her through, you know.
Right.
And pray for me, too, because, you know, I have to support her through this.
Right. Pity me.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm the great supporter, the great counselor, the great prayer warrior. And, oh, it's just such a burden, and I just need you to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it gets kind of wacky, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's a really fine line there.
Yeah, because people ask me that all the time. What can I share? You know, whatever. And I'm always like,
if it's not going to damage their reputation, if it's not something that you were given to in confidence, if it's just newsy, and it's good news, and it's uplifting. Now, you know, my son and I both are okay with this. You can tell anybody he's in prison.
Okay.
That's not gossip. That's a fact. Okay. There's no lie to it.
Right.
There's no slander to that. It's a truth.
It is what it is.
Now, if you say he's in prison for murder, now you cross the line because that's not the truth. You just made something up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you damaged his reputation even further.
There's a rumor there.
Than why he was there. The best answer is, I don't know. I just know that he is. Mm-hmm. If you don't know.
Right.
If you do know, neither one of us care because God's doing his business and his work in it. And I don't feel ashamed or embarrassed. Now, if you want to start making stuff up about me and my parenting that you don't know anything about, now you've crossed the line, too.
It's also a problem.
Right. It's also a problem.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because you don't know the history.
Right. Right. But, and it's really neat to, what do you think about people sharing positive things? You know, so Dr. Pauline's son is in prison, but he is doing amazing things.
Yes.
He's drawing closer to the Lord. He's doing Bible studies.
Yes, exactly. So there's nothing wrong with sharing that because now you're sharing what Jesus did.
And again, true.
And let's talk about gossiping about Jesus. If you really want to gossip about something or somebody, let's gossip about Jesus instead of gossiping about other people. So what do I mean by that?
Yes, give me an example.
Well, you know, say all you want about him. And say it
as long as it's the truth.
As long as it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jesus did that. We talked about that earlier. Now, don't tell anybody because he knows how human nature is. So, you know, we tease about, here's how you gossip about Jesus. Catherine, I got to tell you something, but you can't tell anybody else.
Okay, tell me.
Well, I don't know. Can I trust you?
Oh, of course.
Are you going to keep it to yourself?
Of course.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about this person I met the other day. Mm-hmm. You may have met him, but I don't know.
Okay.
Now, have you ever met Jesus?
I don't think so. Tell me more.
Do you want to know what he did?
Yes.
Now, really, you're going to keep it to yourself now?
Yeah.
I could not believe it when I heard it. I mean, it was just like over the top that anybody would do this.
Okay.
It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard.
Well, I want to hear it then.
Okay. This guy, he like hangs on a cross for our sins.
What?
I know. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous in your life?
I don't get it.
Well, you know, then they said it was all written about in a book.
A book.
Yeah. So I got that book.
What's the name of the book?
Well, it's called the Bible. But in this book, it gossips all about this guy Jesus all the way through it.
No.
But don't tell anybody that he died on the cross for their sins because they might get saved.
It's all secret, secret, hush, hush.
That's what I heard.
But
we're not supposed to tell anybody. Okay. See, now, you just want to run around and tell somebody a secret. Or all of us get that way.
I have a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to tell somebody.
Yeah. But it's like, as soon as we say, this is a secret, everybody's all worked up about it and wants to tell. I got to tell you something. Now, Pauline said not to tell anybody, but,
you know. Interesting. This just occurred to me. It seems to be just human nature that you want to share things when they come to you. For example, like sometimes I will hear about, you know, like a friend has a baby.
Right.
And I think to myself, who can I tell? This is so neat. I want to be able to tell this.
Right.
And it's, you know, maybe I'm not with people at the time who even know this person.
Right.
But I just, news came to me. And so
but
I
it's
feel
good
like
news,
sharing it.
And it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is good news, and it's true. So go ahead. Speak about it all you want. Disseminate it, but do it in a positive way.
Right. Somehow there's something
about
receiving news that we want to be able to share it.
Exactly. So go ahead. Gossip all you want about Jesus and the gospel. But keep the rest of it at bay.
Right.
So I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And thanks for chatting with us.